you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
WQAD Podcast Network.
The Cities with Jim Mertens, a production of WQPT, PBS for the Quad Cities region, a podcast in partnership with WQAD. What's going on in the Quad Cities? Activities, events, fun, politics, sports, local issues and opinions. And now, your host, Jim Mertens.
I'm Jim Mertens, and this is The Cities. The face of America's voters will be different this year from past elections. Pew Research looked into the growth of minority voters over the last 20 years. It found the greatest growth is among Hispanic voters, almost a 40% increase. That's more than 15 million new Hispanic votes since 2000. Compare that to just under 7 million new black voters over the past 20 years. But don't stereotype the minority vote either. We talked with Daisy Moran with the Moline Council of LULAC, the League of United Latin American Citizens. This is really crunch time, a little more than 2 weeks. How are you going to get people out to vote?
Yes, so we have been active in our community. Recently, we had a community cleanup event in the Floresinte neighborhood, which is in downtown Moline, where we had tables for census information and voter registration. We also have 8 voter registration deputies in our organization actively in their inner circles trying to get people registered to vote. And also, we have an active campaign on social media encouraging our peers and community to vote early.
Well, and as I said, I mean, you've been active all year long when it came to the primaries early on. Is the Latino bloc, and I know it's not just one massive group of voters that just vote one way, but are they fired up about this election?
Many individuals in the Latino community may feel intimidated by the election process. This may be their first time voting, so they are barely starting their education on how to research for the people on the ballot, how to research early voting, and how to make sure that the vote is secure.
Intimidation, of course, would be that you feel uncomfortable going to a voting precinct. I would assume that it's less intimidating if you're asking for an absentee, a mail-in ballot, and filling it from home.
Yes, correct. And along with that, there also may be a language barrier. So many of these families, they may be solely speaking one language, or they have a bicultural family where it's first generation immigrants along with their offsprings as the translator in their family and helping educate their older relatives and their families.
Well, and as we have seen, we are seeing a larger number and a bigger percentage of the voting bloc being Latino, Hispanic voters. But they're not just one voting group. I mean, there are Republicans, there are Democrats. Democrats should not take them for granted, and Republicans shouldn't write them off, is what our political scientist said.
Yes, and I would agree to that both parties have not given the proper attention to the Latino community and asking what are the pressing issues that we care about. So it's important that organizations such as LULAC have that internal mobilizing and organizing our own communities to ensure that everybody is at the poll because each voice needs to be heard.
And what is the big issue then? I mean, for the longest time, at least for the last 5 years, if not, of course, far longer than that, was the issue of immigration. But right now in the area of COVID-19, the black and the Hispanic population was hardest hit. What seems to be the big issue then this year?
Yes, definitely. As you know, the COVID pandemic has increased and exposed the inequalities that we currently have in our society. And one of those main issues, as you said, is immigration, along with mental health. Latina teenagers are the largest rate of suicide compared to any demographic. So I think those are the pressing issues we need to talk about, why we don't have adequate resources and equity across the board, and how we can ensure that we have accurate representation at all levels of leadership in our cities and in communities.
And as we were saying, I mean, COVID-19 has really hit the Hispanic community.
Yes, and I believe one of the reasons that the Hispanic community has been hit the hardest is because the Hispanic community is one of the largest individuals in the frontline services. So you'll see more communities of color being at at-risk jobs versus other counterparts that have the luxury of working from home. And also, the like we've stated before, the language barrier and adequate education, knowing that COVID should be taken serious and the precautions that need to be taken place.
Well, and as you said, that the turnout for a Hispanic vote is usually lower, and it might be a language issue. How do you overcome that? I mean, how do you turn that around?
So one of the things that we need to prioritize is ensuring that our county clerks have materials translated in the most spoken languages, and also ensuring that we have voter deputies that are bilingual, not just in Spanish, but other languages spoken in the Quad Cities.
And let's talk about another issue, and that is 2020. The Hispanic community in the Quad Cities is thriving in so many different ways. You look at Mercado on 5th in Moline, where it's an open market that's becoming bigger and bigger. The Quad City Hispanic Chamber of Commerce is growing as well. Viva Quad Cities has been a successful fundraising arm. 2020 has really hit those areas significantly.
Yes, in many ethnic groups, just like the Hispanic community, it's all about coming together as a community, whether that's physically or in virtually, as we have accommodated to COVID. So it does definitely has taken a toll on the Latino community for us not to come together and heal. So when we created these spaces, such as Mercado on the 5th and the Hispanic Chamber, these were safe spaces for Latinos to come together and be empowered. And unfortunately, we do not have that currently right now as we accommodate to virtual. And as you may know, there are a lot of individuals with virtual fatigue, so it has taken a toll on the mental health in our communities.
Has it taken a big toll on the Hispanic businesses as well?
Yes, most definitely. A lot of these Latino businesses in our community are entrepreneurs. This is their first time venturing in small businesses. So for them to learn how to adequately be an entrepreneur and have a small business on top of the pandemic and adjusting to COVID guidelines, such as not having individuals in their businesses or only doing takeout and carry out. Also the expense of more hygiene products to ensure that all facilities are clean. It has definitely taken a toll on the Hispanic business.
When it comes to politics, we're seeing more Hispanics getting involved in running for office. I mean, is that something that LULAC is actively participating in and trying to not only get out the vote, but get out the candidates?
Yes, our organization, LULAC, is a leadership and empowerment organization. So we definitely try to encourage our members to be out there and be the leaders that we need in these spaces and provide those leadership skill development opportunities.
So what do you see for after this election, after November? I mean, the voting bloc will be there. What happens with LULAC after that?
We're still going to be advocating for our local elections and ensuring that our communities stay educated on how to be civic engaged. And also, as stated before, encouraging our peers to be out there and go try to be leaders in the spaces of leadership.
How pivotal is this election?
No matter the outcome, I believe that our communities will come together and only encourage us and empower us to be those leaders in the spaces that are needed. So regardless of the results of the election, I believe this will only push underserved communities to be those leaders that we need.
Daisy Moran with the Moline Council of LULAC, the League of United Latin American Citizens.
Thanks for listening to The Cities with Jim Mertens. And watch The Cities Thursday nights at 7, Sunday afternoon at 4, and Monday night at 6 on WQPT PBS for the Quad Cities region.
WQAD Podcast Network.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.